Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
There you are. You seem to spend half your time on the balcony.
I love it out here, having staring competitions with the geckos.
Oh, Lillian.
If that one moves before I finish my cigarette, I've won.
Come on, let's go out.
Where to? Mass?
No.
Or perhaps we should, you know, pray for something.
I thought we could go out for breakfast.
A miracle, maybe. A return to your senses.
That little cafe we found, you know, they do nice pastries.
I'm not hungry, Matt.
Go on.
No. Thank you. We should have been home by now.
Oh, yeah. Ambridge in the rain. There's an appealing prospect.
It is.
Well, at least it's not all year round here.
Oh, and you want to stay and find out.
Lillian, you've got to make an effort. We are going to make a good life out here.
Oh, don't start on that again.
So what do you say? Breakfast out?
No, thanks.
Right, I'll go by myself.
Bon appetit.
Bye then.
Bye.
I'll do that, Jenny.
No, it's all
right. No, look, you go and sit down. I've banked up the fire.
I'd rather be busy, thanks, Brian.
Okay. You're doing very well. That was a lovely lunch.
Oh, thank you. Can you pass me the glasses, please?
There. Right, that's everything.
Good.
It's a good idea of Alan's to get a military chaplain along to the service.
Yes.
Though you seem to have other things on your mind.
I was listening to the service.
Okay.
Have you talked to Rory about what he wants for his birthday?
Well, I've got some ideas. He certainly needs a bigger bike.
Right, well, you can sort that, can't you?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll manage. How many are there going to be on Saturday again?
Six.
Six seven-year-olds?
Well, including Rory.
Can we cope with that many?
Well, all we've got to do is get them to the restaurant, and they'll do the rest.
Good.
And they're sorting out the cake and the party bags and everything. Oh, thank goodness. There's no way I could have coped with organising his party the way things are at the moment.
Jenny, look, you're going to have to face it. Matt and Lillian haven't come back, and it doesn't look like they're going to.
They might have been delayed.
You know that's not it. You've been leaving her messages virtually every half hour. She'd have let you know.
Oh.
I'm sorry, darling, but you're going to have to brace yourself. Matt doesn't show up on Thursday, it's going to be big trouble.
Well, never mind him. What about Lillian?
Well,
if she doesn't come back, how am I... What am I going to tell Mum?
Lord knows.
There must be something we can do.
Well, apart from looking into flights to Costa Rica.
What?
Well, I could go. See if I can knock a bit of sense into Matt.
Oh, Brian. Oh. Oh, it's her. Lillian?
Jenny?
Oh, thank goodness. Where are you?
Oh, Jenny, you've no idea.
Are you still in Costa Rica?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought so.
I'm standing on the balcony of a dismal flat watching the geckos climb up the wall.
Oh, my God.
We never were on holiday.
Oh, Lillian.
And Matt says we're staying.
But you can't.
I know, but I've tried, Jenny. I can't get him to come home.
Surprise.
Susan, what are you doing home?
Oh, I've had enough.
Oh, aren't you feeling well, love?
No, I'm all right. I've just had enough, that's all.
Do you want a coffee?
Oh, I'd love one, please, love. Oh,
who's in the shop then? Annette?
Yeah. She was delighted. She wasn't doing anything. And she wants to do all the hours she can while she can, she says.
Oh, fair enough. So, what's got to you then?
Oh, everything. Every other person who comes in wants to know what I think about the shop and what's going to happen. Like I know.
It's not for want of asking.
I know that. And the reason they're all asking me is that there's something on the website, apparently, about how the future of the shop's going to be discussed at the parish council.
Is it?
Yes, at the next meeting.
Well, I haven't heard anything, and I'm on the parish council.
Well, it's Pat again, isn't it? She'll have been to Derek or David, got it tabled.
Well, you'd think she might have said something to you.
Wouldn't you? Oh, but that's the least of my worries.
What?
You haven't heard the best.
But Lillian, he's got to listen. You've got to make him see
sense. Jenny, it's not like I haven't been trying.
But he's got to understand you can't split your life between here and there. I mean, what about your commitments at home?
I know.
And he can't expect you to give up everything. What about James? What about Mum?
I've said all this, but he won't listen to reason. He just keeps saying he can't face the next years of his life in prison.
Oh, he's just being selfish. What's a few years to him against being stuck out there away from all your family? And
I could come home from time to time.
Oh, it's not the same, Lillian, and you jolly well know it.
Oh, no. Oh, don't come on at me, Jenny, please.
Well, I'm sorry. I am sorry.
What's she saying?
Oh, please don't cry.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Get her to put Matt on.
Oh, Brian.
Go on, let me talk to him.
Lillian, listen. Put Matt on. Brian's going to have a word.
No, he can't.
Well, it can't do any harm. You're not getting through to him.
He's not here. That's why he's not there, Brian. He said there was no point ringing you all the time. I was only making things worse for myself.
What? Oh.
Jenny, give me the phone anyway. I'll talk to her.
Lillian, will you listen? I'm putting Brian on.
So he says he's a builder. Mm. And I say, but there's no building work needed.
Well, no. The shop works fine as it is. And if it's going to be a community shop, there won't be any money for alterations, will there?
But is it going to stay a shop?
Eh?
Oh, Neil, keep up. Mm-hmm. He says it might be turned into a flat.
A flat?
And guess who's behind that idea?
Well, I haven't a clue. It can't be Pat. Well, not Lillian. I mean, she's away.
Brian.
No.
Yeah. According to this bloke, his firm does a lot of work for Borchester Land, and Mr. Aldridge told him to pop in any time he was passing. Have a look and see what he thought.
What a nerve.
I had him measuring round me when I was trying to put things through the till. He even got me to hold one end of the tape measure while he paced out the distance to the door. Now do you see why I've come home?
Oh, Susan.
Oh, I've had it up to here, Neil, I really have.
Well, I'm not surprised. But what makes me mad is that we were the ones who gave them the idea of renovating the flat upstairs. All that work that Christopher and I did...
I know. Without that, they might never have thought of this.
And now we're both being taken for mugs.
Have you got that, Lillian?
Brian, you don't understand. It's not like back home. Travel agents aren't open here on a Sunday.
No, I mean, it's not
as if I've got the internet.
I appreciate what a time you're having of it, but you've got to do something. Talking to Matt obviously isn't achieving anything.
No.
So first thing tomorrow, get yourself to a travel agent. Or go to the airport if necessary.
The airport? I just can't leave.
I haven't finished yet. Just go somewhere and find out about flights home. Any flights, any route that'll get you back here in time for the hearing on Thursday. It's 10 o'clock, is it?
Yeah.
Right. Well, look, I mean, I realise it's a pig of a journey, but you've got 3 possible days you could travel, so they must be able to find you something.
Yeah.
And buy the tickets.
Without telling Matt?
Yes, one for each of you. If you give Matt a fait accompli, it might just jolt him back into the real world.
Yeah, all right, Brian.
And frankly, I mean, even if it doesn't, and this is the really important bit, you get on that plane by yourself.
I can't leave
Lillian,
him here.
Lillian, you can and you must. He got himself into this situation, nothing to do with you.
Oh, but
you've done nothing wrong. You don't have to do what Matt tells you.
But I love him.
And don't tell me you love him, I'm sure you do. But this isn't how someone who loves you should behave. Not someone who's got your real best interests at heart.
No.
Right, so are you clear?
Yeah.
You buy the tickets home. I don't care what Matt says when you show them to him. You tell him you're coming home whatever.
Oh, Brian, I don't know.
Don't let me down, Lillian. I'm sorry he's going through this, but don't let him drag you down with him.
I don't know what to believe, Neil. There's Pat pushing this community shop.
Brian playing grand designs.
Neville Booth telling me Usha's definitely on the new shop committee.
When you got fobbed off when you asked.
The whole thing being discussed at the parish council.
Which I've got to wait till I get the agenda to find out about, I suppose.
And in all of it, not a word from Mrs. Woolley, who was supposed to be keeping me informed.
I'm sorry, Susan, but I think it's a disgrace.
And then I find that my rights are hardly worth the paper they're written on. Oh, love.
Hey, come on. You shouldn't have to be going through all this.
I know, but what can I do?
Well, what are you saying to people when they ask you what's happening with the shop? Apart from that you don't know.
I'm telling them to ask Pat. What else can I do?
Well, there's your answer then. Perhaps that's what you'd better do yourself.
She can't spend the rest of her life out there. And she can't spend it going backwards and forwards just to please him either.
No.
Oh, Brian.
Oh, Jenny, darling, I'm so sorry. I don't know, it's all such a mess.
And to blackmail her like that, to expect her to change her entire life.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, who does he think they are, Bonnie and Clyde?
Well, to drag her out there in the first place. Oh, he must be out of his mind.
I know. But we suspected that something like this had happened.
Yes, but in my heart I'd hoped that... Well, that it was too crazy, even for Matt.
Mm. I always knew there was an ulterior motive. I just wish Lillian had told us earlier.
Well, it's not her fault.
Yeah, but we might just have been able to do more, that's all.
You've already done so much.
Hardly.
Well, you have. I was so upset when I spoke to her, I didn't know what I was saying. Oh, Brian, she's just got to come home. She did seem to have taken in what you said, don't you think?
Well, I hope so.
Well, don't say it like that.
Well, I'm sorry, but I know Matt. I mean, one way or another, he can be very persuasive.
You don't think he'd do anything stupid?
No, I'm not saying that, but... You know your sister. She can be pretty flaky.
Well, she's been under terrible strain.
Yeah, I know all that. But she's got to get them home. For everyone's sake.
I'll pick up your phone, will you? Lillian?
Hello?
Where you been?
Just out.
I woke up, no sign. I've been calling you. Anyway, coffee's made.
Great.
Yeah, well, one thing you really can't dispute, the coffee's terrific, yeah? So, where you been? You didn't bring us any of those pastries to have with our coffee, shame.
I've been to a travel agent's, Matt.
And?
I've brought us two tickets home.
Oh, you haven't.
There's a flight leaving here at 6:55 in the morning on Wednesday. Three changes, and we get into Birmingham at exactly the same time on Thursday morning. We can be there in time for the hearing.
Well, you've wasted your money. I'm not going. I've told you before. I'm not going, Lillian. I am not going.
Right. Well, that's your decision. But I am.
Lillian, please. I've told you, I don't know how many times, I'm staying here. And I want you to stay with me.
I'm sorry, Matt. It's asking too much. I'm not doing it.
Oh, you don't mean it, Paul.
I do. I'm going home. And that's it, Matt. I won't be coming back. So that's your choice. You can come back with me, or you're on your own.
Are you sure you won't have a coffee, Susan?
No, thanks, Pat. I can't be too long. I've got to get back to the shop.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, there's yours, Tony.
Thanks. Well, I'll take this out with me. Get out of your way.
OK, love. See you later.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
So, you said you had something you wanted to ask me.
Quite a few things, actually.
Well, fire away.
Well, for a start... What's all this on the website? Discussion of the future of the village shop at the parish council.
You didn't know? So Jennifer...
No, I didn't. I only found out from all the people I've had in the shop asking me what I thought.
Well, I'm sorry, Susan. I thought Jennifer was going to let you know.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, it must have slipped her mind. She has been quite busy lately.
Yeah, yes, helping with Jack, I know. Well, I'm sorry about that. You know I am. But we're all busy. That can't be an excuse for everything.
No.
And meanwhile, I'm at the sharp end with people asking me what I think about it all and asking me questions I can't answer. I'm feeling a right fool.
Oh, dear. Well, look, that's exactly what the parish council meeting's for. To discuss the issues, air people's views. I mean, anyone who comes along can speak as long as they inform Christine beforehand.
Oh, and that's what I'm meant to do, is it?
Sorry?
Wait my turn to speak? I thought I was supposed to be being kept in the know.
It's not you who's got to face the next God knows how long in prison.
And I understand it's going to be awful. But this place is a prison to me and you want me to do a life sentence.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. You just won't see. San Jose isn't the armpit you're making it out to be.
Matt, I'm living in a Central American version of Meadow Rise.
Oh, don't be so daft. It's nothing like that. And when we get our house...
Matt, it won't be my home.
It's a fantastic opportunity.
To do what? What exactly are you going to do here, Matt?
I'll cope.
What? You couldn't be idle at home for 5 minutes before you had to start selling kids' shoes through a market.
I've told you, when I can access my money, I'll get into business.
Oh, you're living in a dream world. And what am I supposed to do?
Oh, give me... Exactly what you do in Ambridge. Go out to lunch.
Who with?
Me. Have your hair done.
Twice a day with this humidity.
There you are then. That'll take up some time. And look, once we've got our house, we'll make some nice friends.
I don't want friends, Matt. I want my family.
It's all very well, the parish council debating the future of the shop, but what about this flat idea?
Flat?
Yes. This bloke suddenly turns up yesterday, saying Mr. Aldridge has sent him to measure up with a view to converting the downstairs into a flat.
Oh.
Yes, that's what I thought. Oh.
Well, obviously the family's got to explore every option, work out what's going to be best for Peggy in the long term.
Oh, so you keep saying... Everyone's tiptoeing around Mrs. William. Fair enough, I know she's got a lot to deal with at her age, but she promised to keep me in the loop. And nobody's telling me anything.
No.
And that's not all. There's something else I want an answer to as well.
I have a son. I have a brother, a sister and a mother who's 85 on Friday, who has a sick husband and God knows how much longer left herself.
They can come and see you.
Mum? Oh, now who's being ridiculous? If the shock of this doesn't kill her or give her another stroke.
Oh, now who's blackmailing her?
It's the truth, Matt. I know you've always had a problem with my family, but I never thought you'd tear me away from them by wanting me to live in exile on the other side of the world.
Lillian, you're free to come and go as you choose. Spend time here, time at home. I don't see the problem.
Fly halfway across the world whenever my mother needs me. Go home every few weeks alone and have to explain to everyone again exactly what you're doing here.
Oh, stop being so dramatic.
Can't expect me to chop my life up like that, Matt. I want my home and my friends. I want a normal life. The life we built together.
I'm sorry that's how you see it. I thought you made your choice when you came with me.
I came because I thought I could change your mind.
Well... I thought you loved me enough to stick with me. Me in prison's going to be no fun for you either. This solves all our problems.
Well, if you really think that...
I do.
Well, there's nothing else to say then. Except that I'll be going home on Wednesday.
you, Matt. But I can't do this for you.
The thing is, Susan, I don't think it's a very good idea to make any decisions about who's on the committee yet.
Right. And why not?
Well, there's no point making any appointments until we know what the village as a whole thinks about the idea of a community shop.
At the parish council meeting?
Exactly.
So how come Usha's been asked to be on it?
Usha, well, that is a bit different. She's got a particular expertise.
Has she?
Legal expertise. We're going to need that, obviously.
Oh, and you won't be needing any retail expertise then, like I've got.
Well, to be fair, I've got retail expertise. So's Helen.
Oh, keeping it in the family.
And so has Cathy.
Oh, yeah, of course, your friend Cathy.
That's got nothing to do with it.
Look, I don't care how many people there are with experience of other shops. There's no one else who's run that particular shop, is there?
All I'm saying is that I think we should...
Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, that's all right.
Clary says the pasteuriser's making a funny noise.
Oh, dear. Look, I'm afraid I'll have to go, Susan.
Well, that's all right. I've said all I came to say, and I don't really feel we're getting anywhere.
Oh, look, don't be like that. There's a long way to go yet.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm worried about. And me being kept in the dark the whole time.
Well, you won't be. We'll definitely take your opinion into account. You'll have your say.
Yeah, we'll see. Excuse me, Tony.
Oh, sorry. Bye. Oh. Well, that went well then.
Oh, I'd better get out to the dairy.
Oh, there's no need. There's nothing wrong. Just thought you'd been a long time and might need rescuing.
Oh, thanks, love. It was awful.
Well, you must have had a fair idea of what you wanted. Mum warned you about the committee.
Oh, yes, I know. But she's heard I've asked Usha to be on it, and Brian hasn't helped.
Oh, what's he done?
Oh, he only sent a builder round unannounced about this flat idea of his.
What? What's he playing at? Do you want me to give him a ring?
I'd like to wring his neck. It's no good, love. You know what he'll say.
What?
What I told Susan. We've got to explore every avenue for Peggy.
Oh, but you're doing that with the community shop idea. The village needs a shop.
Well, I'm certainly going to ask him to back off. At least until we've had the parish council meeting.
Yeah, definitely. Asking Brian to sort out her finances was the worst thing Mum ever did, if you ask me. He just thinks he can bulldoze his way into anything.
I've made some lunch, Matt. Just salad and stuff.
You eating?
No, I'm not hungry.
Yeah, I'll be there in a minute. I want to finish this.
Patience?
Yeah, I'm getting quite into it. Which is good, because I'm going to have a lot of time to while away if you're leaving.
Thought you were going to be wheeler-dealing and living it up with your new friends, like Jeff.
Yeah, well. And what about your new friend, Russell? Have you phoned him and told him the good news?
It's not good news, though, is it? He was hoping I'd say we were going back together.
Yeah, like he cares.
He did point out that if I go back, I could face questioning myself.
What? By the police?
About your disappearance. Where you are. So, obviously, that might not be very pleasant.
But you haven't done anything wrong.
Well, we know that, but they're going to be feeling pretty stupid. And I'm going to be the only lead they've got. They've got to take it out on someone.
Right.
Of course, if you come back...
Or if you don't go.
That doesn't change anything for you. The thought of what I might have to go through.
Only if it makes you want to stay. No, I'm sorry, Lillian, it doesn't. Maybe I'm too selfish or too scared, but I'm still not going back.
That's it then, Matt. You've made your choice.
And you've made yours.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks that way.
They're still not back, Susan.
Who?
Matt and Lillian. Who else?
Oh, right.
At least the car's not back at the Dower House.
No, so Mike said at the weekend.
They should have been back on Saturday. They never cancel the milk, Vicky told me. She thinks Mike should bill them for it.
Mm.
If they ever come back. Nathan Booth thinks they've done a runner.
Yeah, I know that's what people are saying.
Well, wouldn't you if you had to face prison?
Oh, Annette, can we change the subject? I've got other things to think about these days. I did tell you, didn't I? Yeah. I'm going to the vicarage later.
Yeah, what for? Something to do with the church? Not Christmas things already.
No. I'm going to see Usha about me job rights here.
Oh, well, lucky you.
Lucky?
Yeah, at least you've got some rights.
Oh, you wouldn't think so, the way I'm being treated by the likes of Pat and Mrs. Woolley. Oh, not to mention Brian Aldridge.
Yeah, I'm surprised about Pat. I always thought she was pretty straight.
Yeah, me too. I even thought that, well, that we were friends. She was all over me when I came up with the idea for the swap club. But that's the difference, you see.
What?
Well, when you can do something for her, that's one story. But if she thinks you're getting in her way, I've seen another side to her.
Well, Usha'll tell you what's what.
I hope so.
And even if they do get rid of
you... Oh, thanks.
You've always got Neil.
We can't live on his income. In any case, it's so precarious. All he needs is a cancelled order or another customer to go bust.
No, I just meant he'll be there for you, won't he?
Well, yeah, I should hope so.
Of course he will. You want to try having no job and no love life either.
Well, it'd be good to see how the grass is established anyway.
Yeah, it will.
I know it went in a bit later than we'd have liked, but we could hardly have started reseeding before we got the land, could we?
No, not exactly.
Oh, no. And just to warn you, Ed, I'm going to get Jazza to do the bottling one day next week.
What for?
Well, since she'd give half me stuff to the bonfire, Vicky's threatening me with a day of clothes shopping.
Nice.
Talking about getting me a whole new wardrobe. What's this to her? We've got that nice pine one. Don't think she got the joke.
So, which day is this going to be on, Mike?
Oh, I don't know yet. Depends which day she's working.
All right, just let me know when you know.
Yeah, we'll do.
And you'll go over it all again with Jazz, won't you? What to do?
Oh, he's done the bottling before when I was away in summer.
Yeah, but he doesn't hold anything in his head for more than a second these days. He'll have forgotten.
No, I don't think so.
Well, just check, will you?
Yeah, sure. So, do you know who the lucky girl is yet, then?
What girl?
Whoever it is Jazz has set his sights on. The one that's made a new man of him.
It'll take more than a bath and a couple of new shirts to do that.
So who is it? Any ideas?
It's Fallon, isn't it?
Fallon? Oh, that's nice.
Is it?
Well, it'd be nice for them both, wouldn't it? They've always got on.
Come on, you know his record. If he stays till next morning, it's a long-term relationship.
Yeah, but him and Fallon are mates first and foremost. That's always a good start.
He'll just mess her around like he does all the others.
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
Because Fallon ain't going to stand no nonsense, is she? She's her mother's daughter. Anyway, since when did you have the right to vet her boyfriends?
I'm not saying I do.
Because I'm sorry, Ed, the way I remember it, if anyone messed Fallon around, it were you.
Yeah, I know. I know I did, and it was wrong. That's why I'm bothered. I don't want it to happen to her again.
Right.
But anyway, at least we had a relationship for her to be messed around in, not just some one-night stand.
Oh, it's all a bit complicated for me. You moved on, you got Emma. Why shouldn't Fallon have someone?
I'm not saying she shouldn't, just that it shouldn't be...
Flipping heck!
Look at this idiot.
We're in the best place to park, is it?
You know it is, don't you?
No.
It's the estate Land Rover, it's Will.
Oh, yeah, of course. I suppose he's feeding the birds up Church Spinney.
Not for much longer, he's not.
Ed!
What?
Sorry to disturb your morning off, Usha.
No problem. You're saving me from the ironing.
Oh, it's good of you to see it that way. Only, like I said on the phone, I'm getting in such a state.
About your job?
Yeah. I've got to know where I stand.
Well, I'll help you if I can.
Well, thank you. Now, I've brought some wage slips. My P60. Stuff about the post office.
Okay, great. So, first things first, you're how old, Susan?
Oh, 46, just.
How long have you been working at the shop?
Well, on and off for years, but I started part-time in the September 2005.
And I went full-time in the January, 06.
So, 4 years this January coming?
Yeah.
And your contract with the post office ran from the same time?
I took it over from Betty, yeah.
Right. OK, well, let's assume there is going to be a community shop.
Yeah.
On the post office side of things first. Now, if that was run from a community shop rather than a privately owned shop, as it is now, that would be seen as a change in circumstances and you'd have to let them know.
Right.
But that would probably be a formality, really. The terms of your contract with the post office wouldn't change unless, for instance, the shop opening hours were changed significantly.
Right, OK.
So that's fairly straightforward. But as to the shop management side of your job?
Well, that's the bit I'm so worried about because, well, if they can get everyone else working for free...
Oh, yeah, but most community shops have at least one paid employee and in your case the critical thing is the terms. Mm. If the community shop does want you to carry on working there, you'd transfer automatically to the new business. They'd have to pay you the same rate for the same hours with the same holidays and responsibilities. Mm. They cannot reduce your rights unless you agree.
Right.
So when a business transfers, the buyer takes on the employees on the same terms. Mm-hmm. If they ask you to stay on, but for less pay or for fewer hours or with any other decreased rights, which leads you to saying no, mm-hmm. you could end up with a claim against your current boss for unfair dismissal.
Really? Oh, Usha, this might sound funny, but that's the best thing I've heard in weeks.
Look, Ed, we can walk to our land from here.
Just let me finish writing this.
I'm sure Will won't be long.
Yeah, that's not the point, Mike.
No one else uses this track much. I don't suppose him leaving the Land Rover here has ever been a problem before.
Well, it is now.
Well, he wouldn't have known we'd suddenly decide to pay a visit today.
Maybe not. Come the new year, we're going to be using this track at least twice a day to get the cows in for milking. Plus all the other jobs.
Well, yeah, but that's a way off. We're not even getting the new cows till February. Then they'll be inside for the first few weeks.
Even so, Will's little habit of treating this track like his own private road is going to have to stop.
So is that what you've said on the note?
Pretty much.
Hey, come on, I know you two.
Stick it where he can't miss it.
Go on, what does it say?
Nothing.
Ed, you have been reasonable, haven't you? You haven't just put something that'll wind him up.
Winds himself up.
But what does it say?
All right. It says, next time I come this way, I'll be coming on a tractor.
Oh.
And if his Land Rover's blocking the track, I'll shove it in the ditch.
You're very clever.
He's got it coming, Mike.
Ed!
He has.
So if it was unfair dismissal, Lucia, how much would I get?
Well, before we talk about the amount of any claim, let's just look at the other scenario.
What, if they get rid of me completely, you mean?
Yes. If the community shop doesn't want to employ you, you'd have to be made redundant before the transfer of the business took place, with a due notice period, say a month.
I see.
And in that case, you'd get redundancy pay and it would count as unfair dismissal.
What? I'd get both?
Well, I'm simplifying, but it would in effect be a double claim.
Double? So, how much am I looking at?
Well... the best thing would be for you and Peggy to come to some sort of mutual agreement. You want to avoid court if possible.
Oh, yeah, no, I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want to put that on her. So how much? Because you hear all sorts.
Oh, I'm afraid I wouldn't get too excited, Susan. However, the sums arrived at, it probably won't amount to more than 1 or 2 months' salary.
A couple of months? Is that all?
You haven't been there that long, relatively, and... Well, because your hours are split between the post office and the shop work...
Oh, I thought I might be in for thousands.
Sorry.
Oh, that's not much good then. Oh, couldn't live on that for long.
I'm sorry. But at least you do have some rights.
Yeah. And I know where I stand. Oh, thanks ever so much, Usha.
That's all right. Here's your paperwork back.
Oh, thanks. Oh... I hear you're going to be on the community shop committee.
Pat did mention it, but all I've done is agree to being on the committee in principle, if they get the idea off the ground.
I'm sure they will. Pat seems very determined.
We'll see.
And she definitely wants you on it, unlike me.
Ah.
But don't worry, I'm not giving up.
Is that everything, Ed?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, no, can you stick these on as well? Yeah, George loves them.
Oh, me too.
Is that a hint?
No, don't. It's tempting enough working here. Not that I will be for much longer.
Oh, this community shop thing, yeah. Emma was talking about that. I know Susan's not happy.
Emma was lucky to get out of here when she did, and get into Lower Loxley.
Well, she only ever did a few hours in the shop just to help her mum out.
Yeah, I suppose. Are there any more jobs going there, do you know?
What, Lower Loxley? I don't know.
Shop, cafe, I don't care.
Sorry, I don't know. Emma hasn't said anything.
If there are, it's over Christmas they'd want people, isn't it?
Yeah, possibly.
I ought to find out. I feel mean to Susan because I'd be dropping her in it if I left now. But you've got to look after yourself, haven't you?
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, how much do I owe you?
Afternoon.
I will.
Oh, it's you. Oh, I'm glad I've seen you.
Yeah?
Yeah, thanks for your note.
Oh, you read it then, did you?
Look, I was trying to do my job. Where exactly would you like me to park it?
I don't care, Will. As long as you're not blocking my land.
Oh, you think you're so smart, don't you?
Well, it's all relative, Will.
Are you little... Right. Well, yeah, I did read your little note. And here's what you can do with it.
Oi!
All right, big man, I'm telling you. If you so much as touch that Land Rover, I'll have the police on you for malicious damage.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then you can kiss goodbye to your precious tenancy agreement. Got that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I got it.
Good.
Doesn't mean I'm going to take any notice,
though. Oh, you better, I mean it.
Funny, so do I.
That's £4.89, please, Ed.
Just the one bag.
Thank you. The airport, please. Airporto?
Lillian! You aren't going without saying goodbye.
I thought you didn't want to. You were asleep, or pretending to be.
I hope we wouldn't need a goodbye, and you'd stay.
I hope the same, and that you'd come.
I'm sorry.
Beating.
I love you, Lillian.
Oh, Matt, please don't. Just makes it worse.
Yeah, better go then. Don't want to miss the flight.
No.
Push, come here.
She should be at the airport by now. Oh, I wish she'd ring.
I'll have the new filter now, please, Jenny.
Oh, here.
Thanks.
I just hope Matt's had a change of heart and decided to come with her.
Well, I'm hoping Lillian hasn't had a change of heart and decided to stay.
Oh, Brian, don't even think it.
Sorry. Okay, let's talk about something else. When's lunch?
Oh, I couldn't eat a thing.
Oh.
But I've made some pumpkin soup.
Oh, good. Any walnut bread?
Yes, that too.
Great, I'm starving. As soon as I finish this...
Hiya.
Hello, darling.
Oh, Adam. Thanks for your text last night. How was the planning meeting?
Oh, mercifully short. There were a couple of objections to our application Susan had written in.
As expected.
But nothing that was going to make them refuse.
Excellent.
So, what's next?
Well, you can start ringing around for quotes on polytunnels, can't you?
Yeah, I'm onto it. But as far as the technicalities go, now we've got permission to extend the area, we've just got to wait for the county council to give us the okay on diverting the footpath.
I can't see there being any problem with that. I mean, have you noticed? All the conspicuous walking of it seems to have stopped.
That wouldn't have anything to do with your donation of that bit of land, would it, Brian?
What? No, pure coincidence, I'm sure.
Oh, that must be her.
What, Lillian?
Yes, yeah, until we know she's
good
on that way.
Yeah.
Morning, Linda.
Have we spoken too soon?
I'm in departures. I've called a flight.
Oh, good.
He's not here, Jenny. He's called my bluff.
You're not bluffing, are you? You are getting on that plane.
Yeah, I am, but... I've lost him, Jenny. I've really lost him.
Oh, Lillian, it's awful for you, I know, but you're doing the right thing. You've got to look after yourself. Matt's not doing that by trying to keep you there.
No.
And you know when you get home, you'll have all our love and support.
I know.
You will. So go on. Go and get in that queue. And I'll see you at Birmingham Airport tomorrow.
Thanks, Jenny. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Jenny's on the phone, but I'm sure she'll be delighted to see you.
Oh, it's only a small matter about the website. It won't take long.
No, I'm sure.
Right, well, if you'll excuse me.
Oh, are you busy?
Yes, I haven't fed the deer yet.
Do you want a hand?
Oh, no, thanks, Brian. I can manage.
Oh, all right, then.
See you.
Bye, Adam.
Bye.
I hope Christine's written to you by now, expressing the parish council's gratitude for your generosity.
Yes, yes, I had a note saying they were delighted to accept in principle.
Oh, good.
I gather there's some interesting ideas around as to what might be done with the land.
Indeed. Some more viable than others.
Rory got very excited about the idea of a skate park.
It's what I said. Some were more viable than others.
What's wrong with it? I think it'd be excellent. Stop them all hanging round the green with bottles of cider.
I'm afraid I can't see the connection
well,
between...
Well, that's a... Oh, hello, Lillian.
Jennifer.
Everything all right, darling?
Yes, yes, it was, Lillian. And she's in departures.
Good.
Ah, they're on their way home, then.
Well...
Cutting it quite fine, aren't they? I understand it's Matt's court hearing tomorrow.
Yes.
Still, you can understand they're wanting to get away. Mm-hmm. After all, Matt's holidays for the foreseeable future are going to be something of a staycation, aren't they?
Well, I must get on.
Oh, I thought you were stopping for lunch now.
No. Well, yes, in fact, Adam and I might nip down to the Bull.
The Bull?
Yeah, we really ought to put our heads together about ordering next year's chemicals.
Oh, I see. Well, perhaps you'd like lunch, Linda. There's a big pan of soup made.
How very kind.
Pumpkin, Brian's favourite. But if he'd rather have one of Frieda's offerings, shall we go in? It's cold out here.
Yes, it is chilly, isn't it?
Phew.
Stupid bag! Oh.
Here, let me help.
Oh, thanks, I'm not tall enough.
No problem.
It's all right, I'll do that.
Oh, okay.
Matt!
There you go. And I don't want to talk about it. Let's just get on. Where is it, middle or aisle?
Russell Baxter.
Russell, it's Lillian.
Oh, hi. Yeah, Jennifer rang me. You're on your way, I gather.
Yeah, but not just me. Matt's with me.
What?
He turned up on the plane. We're both coming home.
That's a relief.
I know. Look, you haven't told the court that he wouldn't be there.
No. I was leaving it as late as possible.
Oh, it's all right, then. Well, look, we'll see you tomorrow. I've got to go.
Lillian, hang on. Jennifer said you don't get back till tomorrow morning?
We get into Birmingham at 6:55.
Well, that's assuming no delays.
I know it's tight, but... Russell, I've got him out of that dreadful place and I can do the rest.
Where are you now?
Panama. About to catch another plane. And then another and then... Look, I've got to go, but can you ring Jenny for me? Tell her we're on our way.
Yes, of course.
And tell her not to bother to meet us. We'll get a taxi.
Straight to Felpersham?
Yeah, it'll be easier. Just tell her to meet us at court.
Okay, will do.
Right, let's go.
Lillian. Well done, you.
Is the coast clear?
Well, thank you very much, Brian.
He's not lurking in the loo or anything.
No, oh, you're quite safe, except from me.
I'm sorry, darling. But I know what Linda's like once she gets going. I wouldn't have got my lunch for hours.
Well, I hope you enjoyed upping your cholesterol levels at the pub.
I had a modest and mediocre sandwich.
Well, jolly well serves you right.
Sorry for deserting you, darling. I just couldn't face her.
You're pathetic sometimes. I was quite glad of the distraction, to be honest.
Well, yes, it stopped you worrying about Lillian for a bit, I suppose.
Exactly. She's on her way home, so there's no more I can do.
No. So what had Linda got to report? What have we been missing in Ambridge while Lillian's been going loco in Costa Rica?
Oh, this and that. Oh, you know that business with Ian and Lee Mason?
The footballer?
Mm-hmm. And everyone's been terrified that Borsetshire Life would cover it. Well, they have, in a way.
What way?
An 8-page exclusive on Lee, his fiancée, their dogs and...
Don't tell me, their beautiful home.
Well, something like that.
Ah. So the editor's been bought off?
Yeah, that's what Linda thinks. By the Felbersham City Manager. Anyway, she's resigned.
From Grey Gables?
No, Borsetshire Life.
What? I resign as your very part-time, very occasional features writer. I bet that had the editor crying into his laptop.
Oh, she wanted to make a point. She did it when it all first blew up. But she's glad she did it now, because Coriander's coming to stay.
She's just a baby, isn't she?
Mm-hmm. Less than a month ago. But now Justin, her partner's got to go to America working, so Linda gets Coriander and Oscar for a few weeks.
Lucky them. And?
What?
What's the rest of the hot gossip?
Well, that was it.
Really? How dull. Lillian's going to wonder why on earth she bothered coming back at this rate.
Oh, Brian.
Are you going to use your milk, Matt?
No, do you want it?
Oh, this coffee's so foul.
Yeah.
Thanks.
See, you're missing Costa Rica already.
Hardly. Matt, why did you change your mind?
Why'd you think?
I don't know.
Well, you should. You've done nothing but try and make me for 2 weeks.
It didn't do any good, though, did it? Nothing that I said made any difference. So why, finally?
I was ashamed.
Ashamed?
Yes, that you were bigger than me, that in the end, you'd got the guts to come home and face everything and everybody, and I hadn't.
Oh, Matt.
Didn't make me feel great about myself. Then I realised... Oh, don't make me do all this stuff, Lillian.
What?
All this... Oh, what the hell. I realised I wasn't ever going to feel great about myself if... You're more important to me than any of it. I wasn't going to be happy. There's no point to me being anywhere if you're not there.
Oh, Matt.
Okay, so for a few years, our lives are going to be wrecked. But if you'll stick by me...
What do you think?
There you are, then. That's why I'm here.
If I go now, I can have a quick cup of tea with Mum before I pick Rory up from the bus.
Well, I can get him, Jenny.
Oh, could you?
Of course. I think I owe you that at least.
Oh, well, that would be wonderful. Because I don't know if I'll get to see them tomorrow, and it does help break up the day for
her. Yeah, now off you go, and love to Peggy.
Oh, thanks, Brian. I'll see you.
Bye, Di. Right, cup of tea. Jenny, your phone! Hello?
Oh, is that Brian? Could I speak to Jennifer, please? Russell Baxter here.
Oh, hi, Russell. No, sorry, she's just gone out. Can I take a message?
Yes, please. I've heard from Lillian.
Well, so's Jenny. She had a call before lunch.
I know. This is more recent.
Oh, well, she hasn't turned around and gone back.
No, quite the opposite. Matt's joined her.
What?
He left her till the very last minute, but he's with her.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, do we know why?
I didn't go into all that.
No. Where are they now?
In the air, somewhere between Panama and Orlando.
Right. And then it's straight back to Birmingham, is it?
No, I checked out the flights. There's another connection at Newark.
What, two more connections?
Yeah.
Hmm. So he's changed his mind once. He could change it again.
Yes, two more chances for him to jump ship. Well, plane.
Right.
Lillian's confident that now she's got him this far, it'll all be okay. But it would do to be prepared. I'm not counting any chickens till I see them both at court.
Russell, morning.
Ah, morning, Jennifer. Brian?
Hello. Any sign of them?
No. Have you heard anything?
Only a text from Lillian saying they'd landed.
Yeah, same here. Nothing since?
No. Oh, surely they should be here by now.
Yes. Oh, they're still on the motorway, stuck in traffic.
Oh, great.
They're not going to make it in time. I'll have to speak to the judge.
Oh, no. After all this...
A late start. That's not going to put her in a very good mood.
We could have waited for the luggage.
This traffic are just clear.
We're going to miss the hearing anyway.
Look, could you come off at the next junction, do you think, and go cross-country? Oh, we're not getting anywhere here.
Should never have come back.
God! Russell's got an hour's leeway from the judge.
Should never have come back.
Surely any minute.
This must be them.
Oh, thank God. We should just about make it.
Oh, Lillian!
Jenny!
Oh, I've got to pay.
I'll sort that. How much do we owe you?
Good to see you, Matt.
Wish I could say the same.
Yeah, we'd better get in there.
Matt, I'll see you later.
Come on, we better go in ourselves.
Oh, yes. And we'll sit well away from Meredith Chalkman.
Thank you, Mr. Crawford, for taking the trouble to join us, albeit in a somewhat dishevelled state.
Sorry, Your Honour.
To delay the start of a hearing such as this is a considerable waste of the court's time and resources, Mr. Baxter.
Noted, Your Honour. I'm sorry to have tried Your Honour's patience, but my client had extensive travel difficulties.
Very well. Let's proceed without further delay. Mr. Norris.
Your Honour, I appear in this matter for the Serious Fraud Office. Mr. Scott appears on behalf of Mr. Chalkman, and Mr. Baxter on behalf of Mr. Crawford.
Thank you, Mr. Norris. Shall we start with the arraignment?
Yes, indeed, Your Honour.
Stephen Chalkman, Matthew Crawford, please stand. You are charged on this indictment containing two counts. On count one, you, Stephen Chalkman, are charged with fraud by false representation, contrary to Section 2 of the Fraud Act 2006, that you, whilst the director of Chalkman Crawford Capital Partners Limited, between the 1st day of January... Thus persuading the TWJ Bank to lend Chalkman Crawford Capital Partners Limited £5 million, which the bank would not have lent had its representatives been made aware of the true position. Do you plead guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
On count two, you, Matthew Crawford, are charged with fraud by false representation.
Contrary to Section 2 of the Fraud Act 2006.
I don't know, but it...
That you,
changes everything, Jenny.
Well, he must have realised he didn't stand a chance. All Matt's evidence is against him.
I'm so relieved. Everything he was fearing. I can hardly believe it.
For yourself or another, or to cause loss to TWJ Bank.
Mr. Norris, mindful of the late start, how long do you anticipate your opening to be?
No more than an hour, Your Honour.
Very well.
As Your Honour has the advantage of a prosecution case statement, I will be as brief as I can. This case involves serious dishonesty upon the part of the two men in the dock. They owned and managed a business called Chalkman Crawford Capital Partners Limited, a private company, the shares in which were...
You're right, Lillian.
It's all just been such a nightmare.
Well, you've just got to get through this morning and then it'll all calm down.
Yeah.
Each of the defendants stole the material dates for the director of...
Thank you, Brian.
Oh, I haven't done anything.
Oh, you got me on that plane. I wouldn't be here without you. And Matt wouldn't be here.
You got him here, not me.
I won't forget it, Brian. All that you came today.
That's okay.
C3PL was placed in insolvent administration in January. I read it, looks green.
Not surprised.
I feel very sorry for her.
I tell you what, when today's over, I'll take us all out for dinner, okay? Somewhere special.
Oh, that would be lovely. Now Stephen's changed his plea. At least Matt's got something to celebrate. The company also had a divisional lending on second mortgages. Thank you, Mr. Norris. That will be all. Mr. Scott.
Your Honour. Mr. Chalkman's guilty plea today is indication of just how much he regrets his actions and wishes to take responsibility for them. He has, as Your Honour knows, cooperated with the inquiry, and in mitigation, I would ask you to take into consideration the extremely difficult circumstances prevailing in the financial world for at least the last 2 years. Mr. Chalkman cannot be expected to have foreseen the added problems of a global recession, events which were beyond his control and which eventually overwhelmed him and the company he ran with Mr. Crawford. However, as I have stated, he is now ready to take full responsibility for his actions in this case and deeply regrets the losses caused.
Thank you, Mr. Scott. Mr. Baxter?
Thank you, Your Honour. My client, Mr. Crawford, wishes to express, Your Honour, his deepest remorse for his part in this crime. More than express it, he's shown it by the fullest cooperation with the investigators from the Serious Fraud Office and the police. And indeed, his approach to the SFO for a Section 73 agreement under the Serious Organised Crime Police Act. Although he did not, and could not, of course, know as many details as the major shareholder in the company, namely Mr. Chalkman. Mr. Crawford is a man of previous good character. He further proved his remorse by giving money to the wife of one of C3PL's former employees who'd fallen on hard times as a result of the company's failure. I must stress that he is, and has been all along, prepared to take full responsibility for his own actions in the matter, and deeply regrets the losses caused.
Thank you, Mr. Baxter. I cannot be compromised by the late start to this case. I therefore propose a half-hour adjournment whilst I consider my decision.
All stand.
So, that's it. No more trial.
No, they've both pleaded guilty. I don't think there's any need.
So why does she need an adjournment?
Oh, to take it all in, I expect. Chalky's as guilty as hell, and Nammy's admitted it.
And all the detail, Lillian. I got completely lost with that prosecution chap.
Oh, I need a cigarette. And a coffee.
Oh, Brian's sorting that.
Oh, good. Oh, Russell.
Oh, Lillian, hi. I'm just going to try and see Matt.
Oh, can I come?
No, no chance, I'm afraid.
Oh, what about Chalkman? It's good news, isn't it?
Oh, yes, a guilty plea usually plays well with the judge.
We won't have to have a full-blown trial.
Why did he change his mind?
I've no idea. I was only told a minute before we went into court.
Well, can they do that?
They disclosed to the prosecution about a week ago. They don't have to tell me anything.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, I must...
Yeah, you go. Give Matt my love.
Will do.
We'll celebrate later.
All stand.
Come on, dear. Get on with it. What are the pre-sentence reports? Then we can all go home.
I have duly considered my options in this case. I have taken into account the previous good character of the defendants and also their cooperation with the investigation. Mr. Chalkman, the major shareholder, gave his cooperation, though his guilty plea came late in the day. Mr. Crawford, to his credit, cooperated with the investigation from an early stage and entered an early plea of guilty. Nonetheless, the offences under consideration are very serious. I am satisfied that there is no alternative but for me to order a custodial sentence. I am therefore going to impose an immediate term of imprisonment. Reports will serve no useful purpose.
Immediate? How immediate?
Oh, Lillian.
Mr. Chalkman, I sentence you to a term of 3.5 years, of which you will serve a minimum of 21 months. Mr. Crawford, in view of your full cooperation, I sentence you to a term of 18 months, of which you will serve a minimum of 9 months. There are to be confiscation proceedings in this case, which will be adjourned to a later date. Take them down.
No! Matt! Matt! Oh,
stop, that won't help.
Matt!
Can I speak to her, please?
Sorry. This way.
I've put the heating on, and it'll soon warm up. Lillian? You are freezing.
I'm all right.
Come on, drink your tea. Or would you rather have a brandy?
No. Nothing.
All right. Now you don't have to worry about anything. Brian's spoken to Adam and they can go and collect Matt's car from Heathrow and give me your flight details and I'll ring Birmingham and find out what's happened to your luggage.
Okay. You can go now, Jenny.
Lillian, please come home with me.
No.
I don't like to think of you here on your own.
Matt's in prison.
It's the
prison.
Shock.
Prison? I couldn't even speak to him. No goodbye.
I know.
I thought at least I'd be able to say goodbye, Jenny. Just hold him. There. Oh, Jenny.
Look, you've got to hang on to the facts. In many ways, it's better than you were expecting.
Better?
Matt only got 18 months, and it could have been longer. And if he's eligible for early release, like Russell said...
Why couldn't I see him, Jenny? Why not?
At least he saw Russell.
Oh, God. I've got to tell Mum. Tony. James.
Don't worry. I can do that.
Oh, Matt should be here. It wasn't supposed to be like this.
I know. I know.
Oh, Jenny.
Can't believe it. We're sitting here and Matt's in a cell somewhere.
And Ilian's completely gone to pieces, apparently.
Well, it's such a shock.
I know. They literally flew back, went straight to court and...
No one expected a sentence yesterday, did they?
No one expected Stephen Chalkman to suddenly plead guilty either.
Oh, creep. 3.5 years. I'd have loved to have seen his face.
The feeling seems to be they got off quite lightly. Matt only got 18 months.
Well, he wasn't the ringleader, was he? Or the major shareholder?
Well, I suppose not, but he knew perfectly well what was going on, Brenda.
Look, I know what everyone thinks of him, but underneath it all, Matt is a decent guy. He's run enough other companies without any problems.
Yeah.
His big mistake was going into partnership with Chalkman. Everything that man does is dodgy.
Well, I know he was awful to you, and you had that trouble with him over the development ages ago.
Yeah, he's a crook and a thug. Matt's neither of those things. He just got unlucky, that's all.
I didn't know you were such a fan. Matt hasn't done you any favours.
I got some brilliant experience working for him.
Yeah, and because you pinned your hopes on him, now you haven't got a job.
Whatever. Working for Matt's still the only thing on my CV that's anything like impressive.
What?
Well, I'm sorry, Helen, and of course I'm grateful, and of course it's better than nothing. I'm doing odd bits of PR for my boyfriend's sausage business, his mum and dad's farm, and my dad's milk round. It doesn't exactly make me look like a dynamic self-starter, does it? More like some little 16-year-old getting work experience.
Well, no one knows your family, and the Bridge Farm brand is pretty well respected.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. You know I'm glad of anything I can get, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
Oh, found you.
Oh, Leon. What are you doing here?
Hi, sweetheart. Are you missing anything?
Me? No, I...
Sure?
My phone.
You left it at mine. I thought you'd have noticed by now.
No, but I soon would have done. Thank you. Oh, you're a star. Oh, sorry. This is Brenda.
Oh, I guessed as much. Hi.
Hi.
Can you stay for a bit now you're here?
Well, I'm on my way to work, but... Oh, what the hell, I was only going to go to the bank, but I can do that later. I'll only depress myself.
Tell me about it.
Oh, yeah, you're job hunting, aren't you?
That's right.
Helen mentioned it. Not the best time.
No, for me and thousands of other graduates.
Marketing, isn't it, your thing?
Yeah, we were just saying. I thought I'd got a job lined up, you see, and,
Come on through.
Oh, Lillian, did you get any sleep?
Oh, what's that? I didn't even bother going to bed.
Oh, dear.
I did try, Jenny, but I was just lying there, everything going round in my head.
Of course. Have you heard anything this morning?
Not from Matt.
Oh.
I spoke to Russell. Matt's in Felpersham prison still. Russell thinks he could be there for a week or so while he's processed.
Well, it can't take that long.
He's got to wait to hear where he's going to be sent.
I see. And you can't ring into the... Well, ring into the prison, I suppose.
Of course I can't.
No. Well, he'll ring you as soon as he can, I'm sure.
It's not that easy. They have their mobiles taken off them. Apparently there's some sort of... Oh, I don't know, PIN number phone system. But Mats isn't likely to be working yet. He should be allowed one phone call on the first night. I just need to know that he's okay.
Right.
That's if he wants to phone me at all.
Well, of course he will.
Would you? Phone the person who forced you to come back home to be banged up?
Well, you weren't to know. It was only Chalkman changing his plea.
And I thought that was good news.
Well, and the judge not wanting pre-sentence reports.
He'd have been on some sort of induction wing last night.
Really?
Supposed to be more support there. A nurse and everything.
Oh, well, that's good.
No, it's because a lot of them might be coming off drugs or be mentally disturbed or something.
Oh, I see.
And Matt will be sharing a cell with them.
Well, how do you know all this?
I got Russell to tell me. I want to know, Jenny.
Oh, Lillian, if it just upsets you...
I need to know.
Yes, okay.
I thought he'd be coming back with me. We'd have time together, you know, time to psych ourselves up. Oh, Jenny.
Oh, sweetie. Oh, there. Oh, shh. You know you're exhausted apart from anything else, and that doesn't help.
If I feel like this, how must he be feeling?
Well, I don't know. Look, Lillian, we've got to decide, are you going to come to this lunch of Mum's? Because if you can't face it, that's fine, I'll explain.
Oh, I've got to come.
It's the last thing you need, I know.
I want to see her, Jenny, it's been weeks.
Well, if you're really sure.
Yeah, and I can't let her down on her birthday.
All right. And I know she wants to see you. I rang her, by the way, and she's very sorry about the sentence.
Yeah?
I rang Tony as well.
It's fine, everyone's got to know.
And he was going to tell Tom and Helen.
Okay. Well, if we're going to get round to Mum's, I'd better sort myself out.
Well, you've got time for a bath if you want.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll do that. Put my face on and get a grip.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a good job Mum's eyesight isn't what it was. She might get a bit of a shock to see me looking older than she does.
Yeah, my sisters used to put me in the pram, dressed up in their cast-off clothes, and parade me down the street.
How old were you?
Oh, about 17. No, I'd have been two or three, I guess.
It's good for you. Put you in touch with your feminine side and all that macho Australian culture.
Yeah, that's what I used to tell the guys who were beating me up in the playground.
Oh, they didn't.
Haven't you noticed my scars? Look, I'll show you if you like.
Oh, too much information.
Okay. Honestly, though, it's a miracle I'm not in therapy.
You want to try having an older brother?
Oh, it can work the other way as well. When Tom was about three, his favourite thing was wearing a pair of my pants.
What?
Yeah, they had pink dragons on them. I was quite fond of them myself.
Why didn't I know this?
Well, he's hardly likely to have told you, is he?
True.
Hope you're keeping an eye on your underwear.
Oh, please, look, can we just change the subject?
Yes, let's. Oh, are you keeping an eye on the time, Leon?
What? No, I'm going to be late.
I'm sorry.
I'll tell the boss it was all your fault. I couldn't tear myself away.
Don't mind me.
And that goes for you too, Brenda. Great to meet you.
And you.
Speak later.
Sure. See ya.
So, what do you think?
I think my parking's nearly up. You can walk me back to the car.
Happy birthday, Mum.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Lillian. And welcome home.
Thanks.
It's lovely to see you, though I was very sorry to hear about Matt.
Thanks, Mum.
It's very hard on you, dear.
It's harder on him.
Yes, that's true. But I understand the sentence was really quite lenient. So I suppose you'll both just have to grit your teeth and get on with it. You'll cope, dear. I know you will.
It's not me I'm worried about.
What was that?
Nothing.
Anyway, we've agreed we don't want it to dominate your birthday, Mum. Do we, Lillian?
Yeah, no, we don't.
Neither do I. I want to hear all about your holiday.
Oh, it all seemed very mysterious. Even Jennifer wasn't quite sure exactly where you'd gone.
Yeah, well, I didn't know myself to the last minute.
We weren't even sure when you were coming back, were we, Jennifer?
No. Oh, what's happened to Tony? I thought he was coming here.
Oh, he phoned. There's been some hitch with the delivery. He'll be a bit late.
Oh, what a nuisance.
They promise he'll have it before 1 o'clock. He's going to join us at the restaurant.
Oh, fine.
Look, do you mind if I just make a quick phone call? I want to see if Russell's heard anything.
You liked him then?
Helen, how many times? He's great. And he is fit.
I think so.
He's just really easy to get on with. No hang-ups or anything.
No. Good job, really. I've got enough for both of us.
Oh, come on. He obviously really likes you.
Oh, do you think so?
How can you even ask? He's so open, all touchy-feely. He's obviously smitten.
Well, I think he's pretty great.
He's lovely.
Oh, I'm just so glad you've met him. I really wanted a second opinion.
You really like him, don't you?
Yeah. I haven't felt like this about anyone since, well, for ages.
I'm so glad.
Yeah. So you like him, Kirsty likes him, Annette thinks he's great, so there's only Adam and Ian left.
The final hurdle.
I've got a sort of double date with him next week.
Well, that's no problem. Ian gets on with everyone.
Yeah.
Well, shall we have a toast?
Hadn't we better wait for Tony?
Oh, yes, I suppose we should.
Lillian can tell us a bit more about Spain.
Sorry?
We still haven't heard much about your holiday.
Oh, yeah. Look, I think I'll just go and... I'll go and see if I can see Tony.
Oh, right.
I will be a minute.
Oh, dear. She's not very forthcoming, is she?
I'm sorry about this, Mum.
Oh, it's not your fault, Jennifer. It's obviously a very difficult day for her.
Yes, and it's the jet lag apart from everything else.
Jet lag from Spain?
Oh, well, you know, it's just travelling and airports and hanging around, you know, it's terribly tiring.
I suppose so. Do you think she's going to have her phone on the table all through lunch?
She is desperate to hear from Matt.
Yes.
Oh, I wish Tony would get here. I'm a bit worried about him, though, Mum. Do you think we can trust him not to put his foot in it?
I've had a word with him about that.
Oh, well done. Oh, here she is. Come on, let's have a drink anyway.
Yes, why not? Any sign, Lillian?
No. No, I'm sure he won't be long. Right then, to Mum. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, dear. Mm. Again.
Sorry. Sitting here drinking champagne.
Oh, Lillian, dear. You're going to have to pull yourself together. I know it's tough, but the sooner Matt starts his sentence, the sooner it'll be over.
Mum's right, you know.
And at least you had your lovely holiday together. The way things have turned out, thank goodness you managed to get away.